Welcome to episode 172 of Practical Defense. Email. Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Addicks. This week, I'm going to share an email from Tashigi from the Inland Empire here in Southern California. She wrote in with a series of questions that I think most people share. So fortunately, most of the answers are also short and to the point. And without any further hesitation, we'll get right back with our email from Tashigi.
Hello, Daniel Shaw here. I'm the host of Gunfighter Cast. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about my show and myself to see if you want to give us a download. I'm an active duty U.S. Marine infantryman with over 13 years as an end user and a trainer. Don't claim to know it all. I don't claim to have it all figured out. But what I do know, I do my best to share with my listeners in every show. Via topics that I come up with or just listeners send me emails and ask questions, I'll answer those for them just so we can all just share our knowledge. And my listeners do a great job of giving knowledge back to me. So it's a learning experience for me just as much as it is for you. What Gunfighter Cast is, it's a sometimes weekly podcast that covers everything from basic shooting skills to mindset, and I try to do a few gear reviews. If you want a podcast that covers firearms-related politics or the latest trends and what so-and-so gun manufacturer is coming out with soon, then you're probably going to be disappointed when you listen to my show. But if you want to hear about shooting, training, and all things pertaining, then Gunfighter Cast might be worth a download. Whether you're a novice that's just getting started or you're an old salt that's been in the game for many years, I try to give a little something for everybody. If you're interested, just go on iTunes, and you can search for Gunfighter Cast up there in the search bar. Point you right to them. You can download each episode, put it on your iPod, or listen to it right there. Or if you don't do the iTunes thing, you can set your RSS feeds to bring them in and be updated whenever a new show comes out. And if that doesn't work for you, you can just go to www.gunfightercast.com. And you can listen right there through your web browser or download the shows through your web browser. And if that's still not good enough for you, then become a member, which is the one I recommend. Become a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network forums, and you can listen to all the shows right there through my little section of the forums under Gunfighter Cast. And you can also interact with me and interact with all the other listeners, and we're just one big information and skill-sharing happy family. So I hope to have you with me on my next show and from then on. But until then, Gunfighter Cast promo out.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
Welcome back. Now, Tashigi writes, "My name is Tashigi. I've been listening to the Practical Defense podcast since around February 2010. I don't quite remember how I stumbled upon it. I was searching iTunes randomly, I think, but the subject matter of the show intrigued me. I've always been interested in personal safety, and I love martial arts as well. I'm a former Wushu student. I stopped training after I got into a car accident and simply didn't have time to go back. I'd like to get into a more practical martial art sometime soon. Question forthcoming. I listen to all of the current and past episodes regularly while I drive. I commute, so I have lots of time to listen, so I can have the information drilled into my memory. Thanks so much for your work, and I hope that you continue to do so for many years to come." And here's her first question. "Ever since the earthquake / tsunami in Japan, I've been more and more aware that a massive earthquake in my area is imminent. I live in Southern California, in the Inland Empire. I bought full first aid kits and created my own bedside bug-out bags for my room and my boyfriend's house. I'm in the process of creating a larger home, car, and work bug-out bags as well. I want to find a good emergency radio that will get those NOAA same alerts, but I'm unsure of which radio to go with. I saw a few American Red Cross brand radios, but they haven't been getting good reviews. What emergency radios do you recommend or use?" First, I think it is fantastic that you're creating those bags. If something ever does happen, they will be invaluable. This also brings something to mind that I've been meaning to bring up for a while. A fellow podcaster and member of the Gun Rights Radio Network, Daniel Shaw, was in Okinawa at the time of the earthquake and tsunami. A few days after the event, he put out a few short episodes and reviewed his bug-out gear. He went over what he did well and had a whole list of regrets, including some things he almost bought a few weeks before but didn't, and then also the quality of the items in his kits. These shows are a must-listen. The podcast is called Gunfighter Cast, and the host is Daniel Shaw, and the episode you want to listen to is number 39, and it's in two parts. I also played his promo at the top of this segment. So to answer your question directly, the National Weather Service, a division of NOAA, has published a list of certified radios. I'll include a link in the show notes. So start your search from that list, and I'm certain you will find something that you like. If you're really into disaster recovery, you might also consider getting licensed as a ham radio operator. I've had my license for almost 20 years now. Also, many of the ham radios can be programmed or even have presets for the weather alert systems. And being able to transmit as well as receive can be really important. You can also join your local ham radio club and become involved in the backup radio network for local and national emergencies. So I hope that helped, and I hope it gets you pointed in the right direction. Okay, on to the next question. Since you also live in Southern California, I was wondering if you have any martial arts schools you recommend. I'm not necessarily looking for any particular style at this point, as I'm open to anything that teaches practical self-defense. I'd like to check out schools that first have good reputations. I'm really cautious about picking up a school right now because of what I've read online about McDojos and belt factories. I apologize if those terms are offensive. And the lack of full contact fighting. Yes, I absolutely want to be able to take a punch as well as punch back. Wushu was incredibly fun, and my instructors and classmates were great, but I didn't learn anything I could use in real-life situation. If you could recommend some schools, or maybe a list or a database online to find good schools, that would be awesome. Well, the really short answer is no. Now, here's the long answer. I get this question a lot, and I get it from people literally all over the world. I really appreciate that people ask me for this type of advice, but honestly, I don't even know all the schools in my own neighborhood. Here in the San Fernando Valley, there's a dojo in every strip mall on every boulevard. In all seriousness, there are probably more than 100 schools in a 20-mile radius from my home. As I've said in previous episodes, I've lived my entire life from 30 miles from one of the world's greatest grandmasters, Tat Kubota, and I didn't even know it. When I was growing up, I lived within walking distance of Ed Parker School, which is how I got started in martial arts in the first place. And as an adult, I lived within 15 blocks of Bong Soo Han, and I trained with him for 4.5 years. If there's one thing that's good about Los Angeles and Southern California, it is the mecca of martial arts. You will be able to find a good school, but it will take a little bit of research to distinguish the McDojos from the real education schools. I put out about a 30-minute episode on this topic of school selection sometime in late 2009. I think it was November. I even made it a video episode with PowerPoint slides. Now, you can find it as episode 102, and that should help you find a school that you will love. And the final question is, what do you think of children receiving black belts? I'm not saying a child couldn't be a black belt, but it seems they'd need to be some kind of martial arts prodigy to be one, which sounds very rare. Of course, I really have no reference as to what makes a true black belt, but if a child is a black belt, could they actually defend an attack against an adult in a street fight? Is a black belt child on the same level as a black belt adult? Maybe it depends upon the age of the child? I'm just wondering what your opinion was on this, as I've been reading a lot of debate on the subject online. This is a really sticky subject. And to give it a thorough discussion, I'll probably have to bring in Paul Wilson from the Karate Cafe podcast. Plus, he'd send out a hit squad after me if I did this without him, and I'd hate to see him waste his money. My problem is that I see the validity of all sides of this argument because I've been on all sides. I've been the child that moved up to the adult class at 12 because I was so much bigger and stronger than the other kids, but was restricted to green belt after 6 years because the policy was that you had to be 18 to receive your brown belt and 21 to receive your black. So there I was sitting at 16 years old, 6 years in, and stuck at green. And that was one reason among many why I quit training for a few years. I was stuck. There was no place left to go, and I couldn't advance. I've also lined up behind 8-year-old children because they had a higher rank than me. That kind of bruised the ego. And there are many sides to this discussion that need to be explored, from the economics of running a studio and keeping the doors open to just plain fairness. Fairness to the child who's put in the hours, fairness to the adults, fairness to the style. And of course, there's also the aspect of maturity. I know plenty of adults who don't have the maturity to actually hold rank. It should be a good discussion with Paul, and I can't give you my definitive answer because right now, I don't have one. So thanks for the great email, Tashigi. You really gave us a lot to think about. And to everyone else, please keep sending in those great emails. I do read them all, even if I don't respond. You guys have some great ideas and probing questions that can really help others. And as always, I really thank you for your support.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day. Your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.
Welcome back. Since this was an email episode, there is no summary this week. Also, I will include a link to the NOAA Certified Radios and Daniel Shaw Show, The Gunfighter Cast, in the show notes. I'll also throw a link into ham radio training and licensing. You need to study up and pass some exams in order to broadcast on ham radios. I've also been receiving a lot of promotional emails from companies that make self-defense-related tools, and sometimes they offer training. If anyone would like to sponsor the show or buy an advertising slot, you know, send me an email or give me a call. I'm open to the idea. And that will do it for this week. You can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. And for those of you with a mobile phone app for the show, I now will include a PDF summary of all the show notes in the feed. You'll be able to find it in the bonus content section. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicts.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddicts.com. That's podcast@alexaddicts.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddicts.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.